We're a little more than 2 weeks away from the deadline to either pass a new skinny farm bill in Congress or keep kicking the same can down the road. C.J. Miller reports.
Well, the kicking of the can, so to speak, is entirely within the realm of possibility.
And that's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA for short. He says there have been a lot of outside issues facing your lawmakers on Capitol Hill to keep a new skinny farm bill from becoming a priority.
Our best hopes as an eternal optimist would be that both the debt ceiling and farm bill could get resolved. But that's really, really heavy lifting when the numbers between the chambers and between two parties are so, so extremely close. And then on at least Farm Bill 2.0, this time, it's going to take 60 votes. This would not be a reconciliation-type vote where it's simple majority.
He also says that it's quickly becoming too tight of a window to try and pass a new bill.
When it gets this tight, when there's so much going on, and then throw on top of that other things like the strife in Ukraine, all of that, it makes for a very congested availability of floor time to get things done.
But McKinney says the current state of the farm economy may have to force the hands of your lawmakers to make a new skinny farm bill a priority after all.
I never wish the difficulties of the current farm situation. I'd never look at that as a positive, but I hope that legislators on both sides are looking at the strife of our farmers right now, and we'll find a way to get this farm bill done as soon as possible so that there's certainty. There's so many uncertainties in agriculture and farming in particular. Let's bring some certainty. But boy, it's going to be difficult.
Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Thanks, C.J. On Friday, we learned that after 40-plus years of leadership at Keystone Cooperative and its predecessors, Kevin Still has announced his intention to retire as president and CEO. Read more on that at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.